folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke with you for the next 60 minutes and about 13 tracks of music that's relatively new to this world. This is Ellen Gibling, harpist from Nova Scotia area, doing a couple of tracks here, the Glynn Cottage number 1 and number 2, and Enjoy Your Stay. This is show number 223. My name's Ivan Emke, glad to be with you for another round of music. Hope you enjoy it. We'll be back in a moment. Here's more Ellen Gibling. Gibling. It's from her debut solo release. She's a Nova Scotia-based harpist, steadily establishing a strong career. She was a member of half a dozen combos, playing styles from the classical improvisation to Irish traditional. She plays Scandinavian neo-folk, has performed with a number of orchestras, and she studied classical harp at McGill University and traditional Irish music at the University of Limerick. She encountered traditional playing, though, after an encounter at a session in Montreal. And this CD is called The Bend in the Light. The tunes all have sort of a personal connection with Gibling through harp colleagues and mentors and friends. Very clear, precise technique, lush chording, rippling melodies, you know, all those sorts of things that you look for to propel a tune forward in a harp CD. Sometimes folks tag harp music as being designed for relaxation and for contemplation. But this is also music for dancing. The hop jigs, polkas, reels, hornpipes, slides, and more. I mean, you can listen to them sitting still, sure, but good luck with that. She's also currently the harp instructor at the Maritime Conservatory of Performing Arts in Nova Scotia and gives lessons. If you're interested, we'll hear another track from that at the end of the show. So we are listening to music that's relatively new to this world today. Another episode of that. We'll have another one in a few weeks. This is, you know, spring season. Things are growing. Things are getting through the mail eventually. Next up, we have a band out of Wales. They're called Alaw, A-L-A-W. The name means air in English. It's three leading musicians. They bring a wealth of experience to this passion that they share, which is the traditional music of Wales, and they have a long history of working together. There's Oli, who was part of the front line of Jamie Smith's Mabon. I've played them before. They're currently on sabbatical. I hope it's just a sabbatical, because they're an amazing band. But Oli and Dylan, plays fiddle, Dylan's on guitar. They've worked together on a number of bands like the Devil's Violin and the Ian McMillan Orchestra. They're joined here by Nia Lynn on voice and harmonium. And this is a new CD called Drawn to the Light. It came out just this year. And we'll hear two tracks from that. Fill the House, which is kind of a calming song, kind of fits in after harp music there. And then a couple of tunes, If I Were a Young Lad Full of Joy, and Leo's Dance, a Scandinavian tune. This is new music from Allah.
Crossings be many, hear the hearth and hearts are plenty. Come take my hand, dance and fill the house with joy. As we part with such sweet sorrow, I will miss you on the morrow. One kiss once more, come let's fill this house with joy. Many lands my feet have wandered far, but tonight I rest away from strife and toil. I return my love from lands afar. So tonight let's drink and fill this house with joy. Stars and moons have I plundered, but my love I never squandered. So for tonight, come let's fill this house with joy. Though the fun has been plenty, now it's late, my glass is empty. Give us good night, dream and fill the house with joy. Have wandered far, but tonight I rest away from strife and toil. I'll return my love from lands afar. So tonight let's drink and fill this house with joy. Though the fun has been plenty, now it's late, my glass is empty. Give us good night, dream, and fill this house with joy. Thank you.
tracks there from a new release from a band called Allah out of Wales. That was a set of tunes at the end there, two tunes called If I Were a Young Lad Full of Joy and Leo's Dance. It's a Slank's Polska. And you're fortunate that I'm not even trying to do the Welsh on this. Before that, we heard something called Fill the House, lovely, quiet tune, and then they did it as a song and then did it as a tune a little bit faster after that. That's from a new release called Drawn to the Light. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is new music, and this is show number 223. Next up, we have the Oyster Man. They were originally a few other names. They're British folk rock and punk folk band formed in Canterbury around 1976, and the name Oyster comes from the group's early association with the coastal town of Whitstable in East Kent, and Whitstable is known for the quality of its oysters. Their first album came out in 1980, and the lineup has changed a bit over the years, but three of the original members are still there, which is amazing, from 1976 till now. In the 90s, the band adopted a more overtly political stance, but the more recent releases have seen it turn to bit of a softer, more melodic sound, but they're really still focused on human foibles in the lyrics, and that continues with this new release, which just came out a couple of months ago at the most. Well, maybe actually last month. They were determined that traditional music shouldn't be just a branch of the heritage industry, and they've done a lot of collaborations, including with the lovely British singer June Tabor. They're actually touring with her a little bit this summer. They're touring over the next year with this new release. It's a CD called Read the Sky. It's about got a couple dozen releases in general, but many of them are live or compilations or collections and so on. So this is the first album that they've done in 8 years. They said, we were busy, you know. And it's the 12th collection of new material as a band. And they certainly have undiminished creative energy from these senior statesman folk rockers. I'm going to play two tracks. One's called The Corner of the Room, and it's really hard to figure out which tracks to play. I've been listening to it a bit as I've been walking. And so these two have kind of percolated to the top anyways. The Corner of the Room and Wonders Are Passing. Wonders Are Passing is a great ending song. I wonder if they're ending their concerts with it. Anyway, this is Oyster Band from their new release, Read the Sky.
Favorite tunes. levers from ourselves. We start a fire, we burn the house down. Where do we run to when there's no place else? Was it from hunger or rage for glory? We made war upon the world. The hour is late now and getting later for everything that can be bought or sold. We could be walking in mountains of memory, swimming in rivers of delight. Treasures of earth are slipping through our fingers. Wonders are passing tonight. Wonders are passing tonight. We thought the party would last forever. Some god had laid it on for free. Now we face the day hung over, still afraid that there's a bill to pay. And in the end we are masters of nothing, just here for shelter for a while. Leave off your greed, no more dominion. Bind these wounds and give them time to heal. We could be walking in mountains of memory, swimming in rivers of delight. Treasures of earth are slipping through our fingers. Wonders are passing tonight. Wonders are passing tonight.
New material there from the Oyster Band from their CD called Read the Sky. That was Wonders Are Passing. And before that, The Corner of the Room. We're listening to new music today here on The Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 223. And my name is Ivan Imke. And you could be listening a variety of ways, possibly Voice of Bombay, CHBB, 95.9 in Rocky Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbor, possibly on Radio Bell Island, CJBI, which is 93.9. in Bell Island, Newfoundland, possibly Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX, in London, Ontario, or maybe CILU, which is 102.7 FM in Thunder Bay, Ontario. However you got here, I'm glad you joined me. Next up we have the Celtic Social Club. They were a group of Breton and Scots musicians. They were inspired by folks like the Buena Vista Social Club or the New Orleans Social Club, who were, you know, sort of bringing their style of music into a new generation. So they thought they could do that with Celtic music or pan-Celtic music by opening it up to some current musical influences and so on. They started in around 2012, 2013, something like that. They gave their first concert in July 2014, and it was a trial by fire in front of 50,000 spectators at a festival. And soon after the end, they began some tours in Europe and so on. Sort of contemporary adaptation of traditional Celtic tunes. Now they're doing more original. They're writing more of their own material, almost sometimes in the tradition of groups like Oyster Band that we just heard. They have diverse backgrounds. They come from fields like rock or folk and blues and trad, of course, reggae, hip-hop. And the material originates from lots of different territories, or the germ of the idea for them. Brittany and Ireland, Scotland, Wales, of course, Galicia, Asturias, Cornwall, Isle of Man, and so on. This is from a new release from them from this year called Dancing or Dying, where they hear two tracks, Time's Up and El Dorado. This is the Celtic Social Club.
Now can you hear the bell? We love you and we wish you well. Safe onward on your journey home. Our love protects you as you go.
And you live. Sad. Be thankful for the times we had. It's time to take us by the hand and leave us for a far off land.
For me health. I don't do gigs to change the world. I do gigs for money and wealth.
Through dreadful expeditions and through miserable missions, you labored on ignoring good advice. Now you're running from your shadow on the road to El Dorado without ever stopping to think twice. On the road to El Dorado, where did all the time go and what precious things got lost along the way? many precious things you cannot say. On the road, on the road to El Dorado. Where did your whole life go? And after everything's been bought and sold, what are you gonna do with all that gold? The riches that await you in the end. Oh, and how it made you glad though, on the road to El Dorado. What use are riches when you've got no friends? On the road,
on the road,
on the road to El Dorado. Where did all the time go? And what precious things got lost along the way? So many precious things you cannot say. To El Dorado, where did your whole life go? And after everything's been bought and sold, what are you gonna do with all that gold? Quest for wealth, you schemed and toiled until you can't be saved. Now in the valley of the shadow of the road to El Dorado, that's brought you to a cold and lonely grave. It has brought you to a cold and lonely grave. On the road,
on the road,
on the road to El Dorado. Where did all the time go? And what precious things got lost along the way? So many precious things you cannot say. On the road,
on the road,
on the road to El Dorado. Where did your whole life go? And after everything's been bought and sold, what are you gonna do with all that gold? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do with all that?
Joyous sort of pop-infused Celtic roots material there from a band called the Celtic Social Club. That was El Dorado. First off, we heard Time's Up from their new release called Dancing or Dying. This is show number 223 of Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we are playing some new releases today. Next up, we have a band that, well, you have heard of the band and probably the lead singer, flautist. This is Jethro Tull. They were formed in Blackpool, England in 1967. Initially, they played blues and jazz, influenced rock, and then they started doing more sort of elements of classical music, hard rock, folk, and they sort of forged the signature progressive rock sound. Band leader and primary composer is Ian Anderson, multi-instrumentalist, mainly plays flute, acoustic guitar. He's also the lead vocalist. Their first album came out in 1968, a second a year later and so on. They headed to progressive rock through Aqualung, those series, and Thick as a Brick and so on, contemporary folk rock. They went into hard rock. Actually, they were nominated and won a Grammy for heavy metal band against Metallica, of all bands. Oh, Metallica fans are still rotted about all that. So they're generally pretty eccentric in their styles. They stopped touring in 2011, back again a bit in 2017. But Ian Anderson was the only remaining original member at that point. There was a split with Martin Barr, who is the other original member, guitar player, and that's a whole story you can look up on the internet. They stopped touring in 2017, but they started working on this album. They hadn't done an album for a long time. Their last album had been 2003. They did the Christmas album, which is a great album. But it was their first of all original material since JToll.com was back in 1999, so that was 20 years ago. Anyway, they started producing it in 2017 with their new band that had been together for quite a while. And then they took a couple of years off because they were touring, 2018, 2019, and then COVID hit. And so in the end, they had to kind of do their tracks in individual band members' home studios. And those are the acoustic tracks on the CD because of COVID. They claim it's not a concept album, but hey, no Jethro Tull album really can't be a concept album. Like Anderson begins every song, like if you look at the liner notes, there's a reference to a passage from the Bible. So I'm going to play two tracks, and he's really trying to mine that, still has that ability to look at that prog rock kind of sound. And this first track, which is called Mrs. Tibbetts, really kind of in 5 minutes, 54 seconds, does what Thick as a Brick did in 45 minutes or whatever, trying to add in lots of different sounds. It's a reference to the mother of Paul Tibbetts, who was the pilot of the Enola Gay, which dropped the bomb on Hiroshima in 1945. And we'll also hear The Fisherman of Ephesus, which is, well, if you know your New Testament, it's about one of the disciples or whatever. The CD is called The Zealot Gene, and it's all about right-wing populism and extremist views. This is Jethro Tull, as it is now in 2022. They're going to be touring this, so who knows? They might be coming close. They're still in Europe. This is The Zealot Gene. We're going to hear two tracks, Mrs. Tibbetts and The Fisherman of Ephesus.
Shattered ground beneath the trembling east. Road to suffer for the saintly sins. The great betrayer gone missing, having topped himself or split his skin. Now the young beloved one, last son of Father Zebedee, comes to the town of Ephesus to spin the lure and reel them in. Castaline sits waiting quietly for the telltale nibble to reveal. The passing curiosity, the enemy, the faint appeal. Sing sweetly for his supper, sings of miracles and fairy tales. Of barley loaves and two small fish to make the multitudes a meal. Fisherman of Ephesus surveys the spirit's battleground. Was flown a story told of crucifix and thorny crown. Hard to go on living with the guilt of chance survival, all alone to fall from sky, crash landing on arrival. To walk again the rocky road, no more turbulent and comfort. Wait out the years to join the ten in fairy tale revival. And cup a little boiling oil along the way. On Isle of Artemis to toil, write memoirs at the end of day. Then back to lie in Ephesus alone among the dozen, as harbor slowly suffocates and the catches swarm far away. Fisherman of Ephesus, did he know the fate of others? They're sticky in the harsh rebuttal, he alone without his brothers.
Well, that certainly sounds like progressive rock, right? Yes, that is Jethro Tull's new release, the first one since, 2003, probably 1999 in terms of new material. It's called The Zelogene, and we heard Mrs. Tibbetts and The Fisherman of Ephesus. Certainly still playing a lot of that flute, electric guitar sort of combo, which endeared that band to many of us. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Corner Brook, Newfoundland, or possibly Munn Radio, CHMR 93.5 FM across the island in St. John's, possibly on Caper Radio, CJBU across the Gulf in Sydney, Cape Breton, 107.3, or maybe Cape May Radio down in the United States, Cape May, New Jersey, 101.5 FM. However you got here, I'm glad you're joining me. Next up, we have Riccardo Tesi and friends. Riccardo Tesi was born in Pistoia in Tuscany in Italy. He's an Italian musician. He specializes in folk music, plays a diatonic accordion, melodeon it's called some places. He's founded or recorded with a number of groups, including Band Italiana, Ritmia. He's released a number of solo albums as well. He's a composer. He's an instrumentalist. He's a researcher. He's a real pioneer of ethnic music in Italy. From his debut in 1978 with Caterina Bueno, he's since then always been strongly rooted in the Tuscan folk tradition. Compares it sort of to the traditions from other parts of Italy, the Basque, the English, the French, the Madagascar traditions and so on, as well as to jazz and Italian popular dance music and so on. He's written for small combos as well as orchestras. And back in 1964 in Italy, the season of folk revival kind of began with a show that was called Bella Ciao. And it was a number of performers who got together and sort of revitalized some of the old material. In 2014, on the 50th anniversary of that spectacle, Riccardo Tesi was commissioned to pay a tribute to these origins. So he put together some material, new material, a band, a show, a CD, all based on this these traditions. And just like the original Bella Ciao show was followed a few years later by another show, that's what's happened with Tesi's 50th anniversary tribute to that classical material. So he went back into the studio, went back and the material created another show, and he's renamed it A Sud di Bella Ciao because he highlights material from the southern part of Italy. And so this new project retained not just the spirit of the previous one, but also part of the lineup. So that has just recently been released, A Sud di Bella Ciao. We're going to hear two tracks from that, from Riccardo Tesi and many of his friends. Canto dei Sanfedisti. It's from the Carmagnola area of Italy, and it shows you some of the vocal styles and whatever. And then that famous song, Bella Ciao. And this is Bella Ciao Sud in this case. Some music from Italy. And this is Riccardo Tesi and his friends.
Allo suona la rangascia, viva lo popolo vascia, allo suone da murriella, sorrisorte poverel, allo suona la campana, viva viva li popolani, allo suona la violina morte alli giacobina.
Sona, sona, sona Carmagnola, sona i consigli, vi vorrei con la famiglia. Sona, sona, sona Carmagnola, sona i consigli, vi vorrei con la famiglia.
Ma tanta forte l'hanno fatto con Maricotta, sto cornuto sbravognato, l'hanno misa a mirriangato. Ma è stata tarnuta Cristo stomaco che ha avuto, signore cavaliera, da voleva una prigioniera.
Sona, sona, sona Carmagnola, sona di consigli, mi vorrei con la famiglia. Sona, sona, sona Carmagnola, sona di consigli, mi vorrei con la famiglia.
Sant'Antonio gloriose, signora sti per bande e facetro mazzatan, giovanuta li francese, auditas
i consigli e mi vorrei con la famiglia. Sola, sola, sola Carmagnola, sola i consigli e mi vorrei con la famiglia.
Ciao, bella, ciao, bella, ciao, ciao, ciao. Una mattina mi son svegliato
e ho trovato l'invaso.
Oh partigiano, portami via.
Oh bella, ciao, bella, ciao, bella, ciao, ciao, ciao.
Partigiano, portami via.
Che mi sento di morire.
Smoothest of segues I've ever done, from some Tuscan passion there to some harp music. This is back to Ellen Gibling. This is a set of tunes called The Cribbies, Vice Versa, and Louise's Reel from her new release, The Bend in the Light. We've just been listening to Ricardo Tessi and some friends from his new release, or their new release, called A Sud di Bella Ciao, from Tuscan area, from the southern area of Italy. You've been listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this has been show number 223. We've been listening to some new music. Hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you come back again next week. I'm here every week. Thanks for joining me, and do take care of each other, okay? It's a deal. And happy trails.